He just moseyed around.
That's about all I know.
But he's still up walking around and everything.
That is something. Well, what about your other grandparents on your father's side? Where were they from?
They were from Dresden. Grandmother was 16 when she married, and my grandfather was 21, and they had four children, and I had two aunts and an uncle, and there were two boys and two girls in the family, and my father is the third child, and one of my aunts has passed away. She died 3 or 4 years ago. And they lived out north of town out here. And then when they, he always farmed, but then when he moved up here, he built a grocery store up here on Greenfield Highway. And he ran a grocery store for years. And he was a horse trader. And he dealt in horses and did some farming and mostly rented out the land though after a while, when he's in his 50s and 60s, I think he rented all this land on the other side of the highway here on back to the woods over there, and then all the way to the Martin Highway was his, all this area here. Uh-huh. And he farmed it and cut timber off of it and ran a grocery store.
Yeah. Any idea of how far along he got in school?
8th grade, I think. And so did my grandmother. My grandmother had 8th grade. They lived out in the country, and the only school around here was at Dresden at that time. And it's about 7-8 miles, I guess. And he always said, I always asked him why he didn't go to high school, and he said, well, it wasn't worth it in the first place. It wasn't worth it to have to ride a mule, I think he said, or walk to school. So he just decided it was easier not to do it.
Yeah. Well, he's got a point there. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that anymore. I'm rambling about.
most of the older people I talk to, have about that much education. You know, you just went up to a certain point, and then they had to go home. You know, and help out on the farm. That just had to be how the priorities were set.
That's true.
Well, let's see. Was she a housewife? You'd say
my grandmother. Mm-hmm. Uh huh. Raising babies, mostly.
That is a job.
Yes, it is.
And my mother had to raise 3 boys. Pity her. What are your parents, let's see, was it your mother or your father who was from Jackson?
My mother.
My mother was from Jackson. And your father was from
Dresden.
Dawson's.
Yeah. That's my grandma and granddad lived out there. That's where my daddy was born, at a Dawson store. Mm-hmm. But then he was born in 1920, and they moved to Dresden when he was 13. Mm-hmm. And they had new house up here, and they were awful proud of the new house, and daddy stepped off the back porch and broke his leg and missed the whole 8th grade. That's the first day they moved into the house. He stepped off the back porch and broke his leg in 2 places.
Gosh.
So, had hard luck.
That reminds me of a professor of mine who makes an annual trip to England right after school's out. She, one leg out of the schoolhouse door and another one on the ramp of the plane. But she had just gotten off the plane in London. She fell and broke her leg.
Oh, me. That's terrible.
Time of it. Was let's see, your father, what did he do what does he do for a living?
He is a contractor. He owns a contracting business in Jackson. We're connected to Jackson a lot, even though it's 60 miles from here. Daddy has a business down there, and my husband works at this business. It's with Kaiser Aluminum, and they supply sand and